Y'all gonna run into the wrong disabled person one day.
Got a banana. Got no friends. Running through the jungle. Like Spider-Man.
I want a baby boom.
Trying to kill your family. It's tricky.
You think being trafficked's bad? Try sitting in this traffic. That's CCTV.
And a responsible, caring pedophile.
And while we're objectifying women.
And wing ladies.
I'm passing, dude.
Yeah, no, thank you. Well, hello, Nick.
Hey there, Pedro.
Who do you think you are?
Thank you.
What's going on, CJ?
Hey, babies.
CJ in that. Outside the house.
CJ outside the house.
CJ
That's
all
where
around
they keep
the
me.
House.
Try to relax your anus.
Try to relax your anus.
It will be relaxed.
I'm chilling, dude. I'm relaxed.
I'm chilling, too. It's nice to be in your backyard once again. Nice to be away from my family.
Yeah.
Nice to be outside of our apartment.
Isn't it kind of nice to be away from your family sometimes?
It's more nice to not be inside the apartment.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Why, are you guys quarantining?
Well, no, just because like, with the first, like, what, two months or something like that with the baby, you can't, like, bring them as many places. You're not supposed to, at least.
Nick's girlfriend puts the teen in quarantine.
My fiance, oh, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude.
You got her as a teenager, my okay? Bad.
He's fucking...
How dare you?
Jerry, what's his
Patrick.
Name?
I'm Nick, and it's a pleasure to be here with my boys.
It really is a pleasure, dude. And I'm Pedro, and I was just admiring what a beautiful day this is, dude. Look at the skies, the chemtrails, everything that our government's doing to try to suppress our growth and...
Yeah, there's a study that just said that we all intake toxins from like the air. It's like
that's what I'm saying.
So
dude.
Don't worry about the oil spills and stuff like that. All right, cool.
Do you want to live in a civilization or not?
Exactly.
Do you want civilized humanity?
Eat the plastic.
Oh, who do we got over here? What's going on, dude?
What's up, everybody? I'm Chris James. Follow me on Instagram at CJTalksFunny for new jokes, dates, and more. See me live.
Whoa.
At JP's Comedy Club in Gilbert.
Bow, 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 bow.
April 16th.
Ooh, April 16th.
That's a WDU2R exclusive right
Wish
there.
I could make it.
April 16th?
Yeah.
What's that land on?
I don't know. It's probably Sunday.
Sunday. Right on, dude.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. What's that you say? Talk about the clitoris?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's hear about it.
The clitoris. Uh-huh. Or as I call it, the Klansman of the vagina.
Whoa. Oh.
Yes, indeed. The Ku Klux Klan. It wears a hood. It discriminates. It supposedly exists, even though no one's seen one since 1938. It's a big problem.
Sure. That's a good point.
Yeah, it's weird that clits have hoods. You know, pop the hood, sweetheart. Let's check the oil on this sucker. Mm-hmm. You know, oopsie, your problem here. You got a busted queefer. Ah, yes, the queef. Let's talk about it.
The queef?
Yes.
What queef, about the queef?
A queef is just a vagina sighing.
Mm.
Yes, every time a girl queefs, an angel gets emphysema. Yeah, I don't like the term pussy lips. I didn't like it when they called me that at school, and I don't like to call a vagina pussy lips. I think it's weird. I prefer the term hangy thing. yeah, because I feel like they're always frowning at me. You know, they're going,
Oh, damn. A sign of discontent.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Thanks, pussy lips. It's a good insult, honestly. I'm going to start using that.
Pussy lips?
Bring pussy lips back.
Yeah, bring pussy lips
Especially
back.
If my dad starts talking about it. Like, listen here, pussy lips.
Calm down, pussy lips.
There you go.
Slow your roll, pussy lips.
Yeah, definitely. What are you that's doing? A good move. Yeah.
Calling your dad pussy lips, dude?
I started calling everybody yet.
Hell yeah.
Bring
What's
it back,
up,
dude.
Pussy lips? What's up, pussy lips? Whoa,
it's the, it's the new toots, dude. You know, people, what's up, toots?
Oh, yeah, what's up?
What's up, pussy lips?
I like that.
I like it, too. It rolls off the tongue nicely.
Yeah, it does.
Pussy lips does.
Rolls nice with the tongue, too.
Speaking of rolls,
okay,
check this guy out.
You gained some weight, I see.
Hey,
what's with
dude?
You fat shaming people every week?
I'm just kidding, dude. You look fabulous.
And Pedro's in a bad mood, let the record.
Why
so.
Am I in a bad mood? Why do you think I'm in a bad mood, dude?
Maybe we should smoke, dude.
That's a good idea.
What's up with this guy, dude?
It's like a melted marshmallow.
He looks like a fucking gay. Oh shit.
He's got that WBC for sure.
Is he just in his back?
He's in the back seat of the Tesla while it's on autopilot. Don't
let me rolling a joint.
Twisted a blunt.
Cruising, dude.
Yeah.
I can barely afford my car payment.
The backwoods, dude. Don't make me stab some. What is happening? Like, this such
is he gonna crash?
Whoops, whoops, whoops.
Oh, damn.
Oh, shit.
What happened?
You're buffering, dude. Come on. You can't do this to me.
Oh, we're buffering.
Don't buffer live.
He had to jump.
Why's he jumping?
Well, the car has abruptly stopped moving, so I'm assuming the autopilot fucked up.
Oh, damn. His battery's low.
White boy's getting out of there.
So.
I didn't know a white boy, dude.
It wasn't?
Uh-uh. He's brown. He's one of them brown boys, dude.
They can afford
Teslas
now.
I'll be honest, I thought he was a white boy too, but you're probably right.
Yeah, I don't think they've gotten to the urban communities yet. You don't see very many Tesla charging stations in
24th and Indian School. Yeah, maybe
they've gone and gentrified this area, dude. They got the Teslas charging.
Yeah, Elon needs to put a blunt rolling station.
That's a good idea.
Like in the door,
or just a blunt rolling. Setting.
Like a roller?
No, like a setting on the Tesla. I'd be like, I'm going to roll a blunt right now. Just fucking take it easy.
Or you can just load up the Tesla with the things you need and say, hey, Tesla, roll me a blunt.
Oh, damn. Maybe that's... Yeah, that would be cool.
I think most people that can afford a Tesla don't smoke blunts. There's like this...
That's true.
There's like this scale of like people that can afford...
I was just talking
Teslas
about
and live
this.
Somewhere, don't smoke blunts.
Yeah, I was just talking about this because I was like, weed transcends economic barriers.
Yeah, for sure.
Rich people love to smoke weed. Poor people love to smoke weed, but we love to do it differently, though.
That's why Brittany Griner smokes weed. She's poor. She's in the WNBA.
Well, she's had the taste of both, right?
Oh, yeah.
She grew up poor smoking Swishers.
Yep.
And now rich
now
people.
Now she's shooting Swishers.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Nice. From smoking Swishers.
Power, dude.
From smoking love Swishers to shooting Swishers. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, poor people smoke Swishers, and rich people like swish terpenes around in a wine flute.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's what they do.
Yeah, they're like, I'm getting notes of banana and child
pussy. Sorry.
There you go.
What kind of weed are you smoking, dude?
Child
don't
pussy.
Fucking say that ever again.
That's
you
the
have
elites,
a child
dude.
Now, dude.
I'm
that's
not
the elite.
It.
That's
elite.
The Jeffrey Epstein Kush, dude.
Yeah.
You know what's like that Epstein Kush,
dude? That's an Oscar puss.
The responsible, caring pedophile.
Wow.
What's that clip from?
So. There's a BBC clip that was going around.
Oh, why not? Where this starts.
not the kind that you like.
Whoa.
Talking about the British broadcasting.
First of all, don't kink shame what my friend likes looking up online. Because those videos are good.
Who shamed? I just said it's not the kind that
who
he
shamed
likes.
You?
Oh, I just guess I had the guilt came out of me.
You were thinking of shaming
you?
Me, dude.
Who shamed you?
Who shamed Roger Rabbit, dude?
Who shamed him, yeah. True.
That'd be a funny parody, dude. This is Roger Rabbit getting king shamed by fucking Jessica Rabbit, dude.
Yeah, she's hot.
She's all BDSM'd and shit.
She was hot. Hottest
cartoon.
More than the Space Jam, the bunny.
I was just gonna say. Well, okay, so there's
Lola
the bunny,
Lola Rabbit, dude.
Lola's pretty hot.
Yeah, and also
she got that little bunny tail anal bead in.
You like fluffy shit, dude? That's
like
furry.
I lean into it. It's fine.
Yeah. Furry,
fluffy.
I'm not a furry. First of all, okay. Do you like furry things?
If you were giving the opportunity to take a completely different path, I think you would have gone the furry path.
I'm not saying that's not out of the possibility. I'm not saying that at all.
Yeah, yeah. In another dimension, you're a fucking furry, dude.
That's kind of sick. I'm like furry gangbangs.
Furry gangbangs.
Damn. Look at me now.
That's your
oh, my God.
OnlyFans
this dude looks so creepy.
He really does have the pedophile look.
He just needs glasses.
Do pedophiles have a look? What's up with that?
I don't know. It is very strange.
Not exploit children. Child molesters
are using
may.
the child's sexuality.
No, pedophiles do not use a child's sexuality. Pedophiles develop a mutual sexuality with the child.
Ooh.
It's an entirely reciprocal relationship.
But you can't say that because of this business of immaturity and the inequality of the relationship.
Yes, but the definition of maturity is yours. We don't share it.
Well, what is your definition of maturity?
I'm talking from...
So how can a child of 12...
It sounds like Kermit the pedophile frog.
Something like sex for the first time, which it has not the first idea about, and cannot possibly weigh the consequences of it.
you're imputing to a sexual relationship.
Are you saying this child is dumb? You can't have sexual relationships?
That's basically his argument.
Yeah, it is his argument.
Yes. A child is able to recognize a pleasurable experience. He's able to
believe me, I've had bad ones.
appeasing emotional experience. He is able to express consent.
Plot twist. M. Night Shyamalan, dude.
And a responsible, caring pedophile. It always refers to the wishes of the child.
Well, that's crazy.
And so if the child chooses a position, it's okay.
Yeah, and it's like maybe this is the best the pedophile community can produce, but it's like get one guy that doesn't look like an absolute creep.
Yeah.
One guy that doesn't talk to you out of the side of his head like this. Yeah. Dude, that's how you know they're like, I know it's creepy, but I'm going to bend around the morals to let you know about how I like to fuck kids.
Wow, that's insane.
Yeah, if they can find one guy that doesn't have just semen of a child inside of his mustache, that'd be great. Yeah, dude.
Doesn't use the semen of a child to fucking do the twisties around his mustache.
That'd be great. I think just find one.
It's like, you're certainly a traumatized maniac. I can see that.
Oh, yeah. Jeez, that guy gets scary when he gets mad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He gets
molested.
Homicide.
He gets touchy feely. Sure. Yeah. He gets a little touchy.
Try to relax your anus.
That was him later on.
Yeah.
He started a band, dude.
You're not relaxing your anus. Yeah, you got to relax the anus.
That's disgusting. Let's stop talking about that.
Okay.
Can children consent?
No.
Solved. Next issue.
Next topic.
Hey, pedophiles, we figured it out, dude.
Just to play the devil's advocate.
Pedophiles and libertarians, we figured it out.
That's kind of hot.
Pedophiles are libertarians, dude.
That's true. Never mind.
Nobody wants to say it, but...
That they can't consent. I said devil's advocate.
Oh.
A responsible, caring pedophile.
Ugh. A responsible, I still think about, pedophile.
When I see that guy, it reminds me still of that one documentary of the guy that kidnapped the neighbor or whatever and said they're like, took her.
An actual neighbor, or is that a euphemism for the N-word?
Actual neighbor.
Okay.
And they like put him in an RV, and so like the aliens were like telling him.
Neighbor,
to, like,
please, dude.
Like, the aliens were communicating with him to, like, have to fornicate with that child. Do you remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
We talked about it a while ago.
Yeah, where he abducted. And, like, she went missing for a while, huh?
Yeah, yeah. And they were just, like, in some RV, and he'd, like, be playing these tapes of, like, aliens talking to him, saying, like, this is what you have to do. And
well, that just goes to show, dude, that the child's mind was molded into believing this false scenario, total fiction.
It could have also been the CIA doing some goofy shit.
That's true.
The CIA does some goofy shit. Oh, yeah. Dude. They're into goofy shit.
They're goofing around.
They're goofing around, dude.
CIA needs to stop goofing around, people.
Yeah, they are the top goofers, dude.
Dude, top-notch goofers, dude.
I kind of think they infiltrated Pedro.
But why do you say that?
I'm getting the vibes today. Bob Marley. Nobody actually likes Bob Marley, first of all.
You're glowing in the dark a little bit there, Pedro. Dude,
it actually does glow in the dark. It's a crazy shirt.
He's a fucking CIA, dude. He's a glow neighbor, dude.
Y'all crazy, man.
We are crazy. That's why you're friends with us.
That's true.
Crazy,
dude.
Crazy scene.
I wouldn't want to have any other friends. If I could choose two people aside from my family to spend the rest of my life with, it'd be you two, dude.
I'd want other friends. I just can't make any other friends. Yeah. It's very difficult to make friends in an old age.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, that's why I've committed to this.
It's very difficult to make good friends.
Yeah.
Because you can make friends at a bar, going out. Like, you don't want that dude to be your friend.
It's like fucking a 12-year-old.
Yeah, you know I've been doing that.
You can take that.
Why? Okay, what is this, dude? We're doing this again?
I guess.
Bomb bananas.
This is the bomb bananas back. No, this is an organic banana, actually.
Is this yours?
Yeah.
Nice.
Toad's org, dude. That's what it is. From Whole Foods. They got a deal on bananas.
Did you just say the Spanish word for turtle? Tortuga? What did you say?
Toad's org. Totally organic.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
I'm trying to hang in there with the kids, dude. You know what I'm saying?
I know you are, dude.
Trying to come off as cool, dude, you know?
You got to.
Trying to be cool and come.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, I didn't say that.
You're putting words into my mouth.
I'll take that.
No, you don't deserve it.
You don't deserve the bomb banana, dude.
Not yet. Not until you top mine.
That's funny enough.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Speaking of kidnapping, dude, what happened to fucking...
Smoke this, you chomo.
Oh, yeah, those...
In Mexico,
Americans,
huh?
Yeah, dude.
Tamaulipas, I believe it is.
Four Americans kidnapped in Mexico, dude. Two dead, one wounded.
And they're the wounded and the other one are back in the States.
Survivors
now.
Just made it back right before we went on to record. Just a quick for our boys.
I'm a survivor. I'm going to work smarter. I'm not going to stop.
Yeah, apparently they traveled across the border in order for the one woman who survived to get a tummy tuck, elective cosmetic surgery in Mexico.
Why another would you fatty, go, huh? Another fatty down the rabbit hole. That does taste yummy, dude. Mm.
Talking about your lips.
Peanut butter breath.
A tummy tuck, dude? That's what she went down there for? Yeah. A tummy tuck.
If you see the pictures, it looks like she needed a fucking facelift.
Some Botox. This ugly bitch, dude.
Frumpy ass motherfucker.
Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah, so she went to get a tummy tuck and then they kidnapped her?
They kidnapped them. They supposedly, the going theory is that it was a case of mistaken identity. They thought they might have been Haitian drug smugglers. And so they shot up the car.
They're like, you, that fat ass is hiding stuff inside of her stomach. She swallowed some balloons or something.
She's a mule.
She's a mule.
Oh, she's actually an American woman.
Yeah.
She's as big as 40 acres, and she's looks like a mule. That was a terrible fucking attempt at a joke.
Yeah, you need to fucking get that banana from Nick.
I mean, I thought it was funny. It's just pretty bad.
But I don't want to hold on to that banana anymore. Too much potassium. Get back.
I'll take it for my last bone.
That's insane, dude. Why would you go down fucking that far into Mexico to get a tummy tuck? Where were they going?
How deep did they go?
I think it's Tamaulipas.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. I like how you just pretended to know Mexican geography.
Thank you. I don't even know American geography, dog.
Where were they traveling from, dude? What part of America were they traveling from?
Texas.
Oh, come on, dude.
They're from South Carolina, but they crossed into Texas, I thought.
Well, that's a good place to cross.
No, it's not. Arizona's the best place to cross.
I disagree. Nobody should ever cross the border in Arizona.
Really?
I think they should all get shot.
Yeah, stay the hell out of here.
Shot to kill.
That's shoot crazy. To kill. I'm good, thank you, but I'll pass it along, dude. You want to hit this again?
Yeah, dude. Want some fucking Mary Cone dream over there.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Here he is, dude. Sad again. Sad
going to
Pedro.
Fucking Mexico for a tummy tuck.
Yeah, what's up with that?
That's crazy.
I actually have the footage of the arrest right here.
I've heard about going down to Mexico for dental work, but I mean, you're just going 30 minutes or like 15 minutes over the border, dude.
Going down to Mexico, going to get myself a crown. Put it on my tooth.
Don't touch me with that pipe again like that.
Why?
It felt weird.
Just yell at me. I don't like this passive aggressive thing.
What do you mean passive aggressive?
How much energy? I'm going to get it out of you. I'm going to poke you until it comes out.
What is this? The arrest?
This is the kidnapping.
Oh, snap. Are they walking?
Not even the Mexican security cameras are shitty.
That's CCTV, dude. What are you talking about?
You deserve this banana for that one, dude.
He laughed, you fucking asshole.
That's a good one.
It was funny, but you deserve it for doing that.
This is the slowest
kidnapping
ever.
Plain fucking daylight, dude. They're backing up. They're like, yeah, these guys are fucked.
Traffic, people are like, beep, beep. Get out of the way, kidnappers.
You think that traffic's bad? This traffic? I don't know.
Yeah. You think being trafficked's bad? Try sitting in this traffic. Beep, beep. Beep, beep. What a
fucking slow ass kidnapping. Dude.
Get out of my fucking
It's broad daylight. Nothing's happening. If cops saw them,
they're
nothing
dragging dead
nothing
bodies into
happened.
The back of a truck.
Oh, are they already dead?
Two of them, yeah. Two of them died from the shooting.
So they just went up and shot.
Pop, 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 and then.
Holy shit.
Retreat everybody out of the vehicle.
God.
Mexico does it different.
Some would say the right way, but I don't agree with that.
So two of them were shot, and they thought it was a Haitian drug deal.
That's crazy, dude. Mm. I believe my family's home. That's the ruckus you hear from the dogs.
How many Ukrainian, how many Americans died from the Russian invasion of Ukraine?
I don't know. How many?
Less than four. Mm-hmm. Less than two.
Okay.
So, what the hell?
So we should give them money?
Why are we sending $400 billion and jet fighters and shit like that over to a bunch of neo-Nazis in Ukraine?
It's just
when we got people getting kidnapped and killed in fucking the country next door.
Are you saying why don't we work on our Medicare system?
No, he's saying he hates Ukraine. He's saying he doesn't stand with Ukraine.
Yeah, I hate Ukraine and I hate Mexicans. And
yeah, so
that's true.
We're on the same page, buddy. Yeah. Okay. Don't worry about that.
I mean, all three of us, I believe, are on the same page on that one.
Yeah.
Mexicans are dirty people, dude.
Oh.
I'm going to keep the bomb banana, but
we're all part of it.
We're three men and a banana right now.
We're all sharing a banana, boys.
Well, so I'm glad that, so one person made it, one person's wounded, huh? Back in America.
But they made it, too.
Did the tummy tuck person make it?
Yeah, that's who made it.
That's sick.
Yeah. Unscarred, believe it or not.
Her name's like Latasha, something like that.
Ooh. What? I still like the name. I can't like the...
Her friends called her Tay until they got shot by the Mexican cartel.
I'm sure they did.
Oh, Tay.
What did Tay get up and doing? What was she doing in Mexico? All my friends said I was going to get shot.
That's crazy.
Man. Yeah, that is crazy. It's cool that she has three friends to go with her, though, to get a tummy tuck. I don't even know if I could muster three people to get my tummy tucked.
Yeah, your fiance didn't even go get when you got your fucking intestine pushed back in, dude. She didn't even go with you to that.
That's true. We'll sell out. Yeah. What?
She has more friends to go to her surgery.
It did seem kind of like a security detail.
It's
herself and three large men.
Maybe that's why they got confused.
Yeah.
And thought they were, what, Persian? What was it?
They thought that they were Haitian.
Haitian.
Same thing. Do you know what Persians look like?
When you see a Haitian, what is you just want to take them out?
¿Quién crees que eres?
I don't know, so I can't blame them. Well, that's a fun news article. So they all ended up happy, so that's cool.
So there's a happy ending. They're back in America.
Back in South Carolina.
And we're not doing anything about the
fact what is the next process to that?
There's a narco state of terrorism happening.
What are we doing? Like, what is the United States government doing about that?
They're consulting each other. They're in committee.
They're not happy about it. They're mad.
Yeah.
We should give the Mexican government a couple of tanks.
Did you guys see that footage of the there's a bee flying around your ankle? Did you guys see that footage of the people in, where was that now? I'm trying to remember.
There's a lot of places.
I want to say
more specific.
I want to say like
my
Peru.
Tell me a story.
I want to say like Peru or something like that, where there was a bunch of people in prison. Yeah. It was like all the MS-13 gang members.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah.
What was that?
No, I thought it was somewhere in Mexico, wasn't it?
It's probably like Honduras or somewhere like that. Like down south. Like,
yeah, something like that.
Yeah, they're all lined up like almost like human centipede style, dude. Yeah. Shirtless and like...
And they reduced the murder rate by like 50% or something crazy. You know, like some ridiculous amount.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that violence going on. That's why a lot of those people are trying to come up, dude, through the bordering towns of Mexico all the way up to the United States.
Well,
dude,
why don't they just try to better their own community?
Because it's impossible. It's literally impossible. They're not getting any government help. They're not getting any government help.
We're not getting any government help.
Yeah, but so you can't change shit.
I want to, though. I'm not going to just try to move to Canada.
Well.
You know what I'm saying?
The government of Canada will help you kill yourself.
Your life here is a million times better than their life there.
You don't know that. They don't know any difference, so their life could be pretty cool.
Why do you think they're trying to escape? Because they do know difference,
son.
See,
I'm going
to
get mad, dude. Revving that engine.
This is your fucking boy, huh? This is your fucking...
What?
Motive, dude. You just want to get me mad and riled up. So.
I didn't know you cared about Haitians so much.
I didn't even know we're still talking about
El Salvador, I think it is.
Yeah, El Salvador. Yeah.
There's a lot of bad guys there.
Bad boys.
What you gonna do? The Salvion.
Wow.
Government ain't helping you.
I thought 50 was an exaggeration. Apparently it tumbled 56.8% in 2022. Whoa.
That's also how much President Trump won the last election.
Check it out.
Coincidence?
I think.
Recount, bitch.
Yeah, recount those votes. Carrie Lake.
Carrie, like, where you at, dude?
I want a baby boom.
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 With Carrie Lake.
I want a boom.
I want
boom.
A baby boom with Carrie Lake, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
When do you think the last load was that he shot?
Just a minute ago.
I thought so? He stopped shooting loads like 20 years ago.
You think so?
I think so.
He shoots like 20 a day, probably.
Are you projecting?
Dude.
What
he's like, I'm
he's
up
probably
with
a fucking super freak, dude.
You think so?
Yes.
Oh, damn. Rick James would bring him home.
He doesn't
to his
drink.
Mama,
he doesn't smoke. He hung
oh,
out with
you're
Epstein.
Right. That's right. And just because he liked him.
Yeah. I mean,
like,
the
that's
guy,
weird. Like, what do you think's worse?
Guys, can we give it up? He was
for
good.
Epstein?
He was good with money. He was good with money.
Epstein?
Yeah. He handled people's money, dude.
Yeah,
he was good with money. Financial point of view? Fucking solid head on his shoulders.
Yeah.
Moral standards and fucking ethics.
Well, wait. What
yeah,
about
the blackmail? I don't
skewed.
Support the blackmail stuff.
Yeah.
Kind of skewed. You
when
know.
When he told that housekeeper that he was going to hire a witch doctor to put a curse on her if she said anything, that was a little fucked up.
That's like Alec Murdoch, dude.
Whoa, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Homie got sentenced, huh?
Yep. Death follows him
from that black cartoon.
Huh.
Huh.
All right. Yeah, no, what did he killed his wife and son?
Yeah.
How old was the kid?
I think he was like 22.
The Gorillas. I was thinking of the Gorillas.
Whoa.
Murdoch from the Gorillas.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, dude. I thought we changed. We had a fucking meeting on
banana, dude. That's not a good look for saying that kind of stuff holding a banana. That's crazy.
That's insane. Why would you ever do that?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're implying.
You're implying.
What? 22, dude. The little kid was
pretty savage.
Son was,
yeah,
yeah. It's insane.
Yeah.
Do we know why? You know, Alex Murdoch, the dude, he's an ex lawyer, right?
It was like he was part of like some lawyer like firm that's been around for like 100 years or something like that. It's like old money.
Yeah.
And basically, when he killed his son and wife, all these other like weird cold cases that kind of started opening up that like just that they completely covered just because they had money and they're part of a law firm. So there's like 5-6 other bodies before he ended up killing his wife and son as well.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. It's there's a documentary on Netflix. It's actually really good.
Really?
And it was one of those ones that was like, it was a 3-parter. So it was
so
like,
it was
10,
like
episodes
10 episodes
or something
crazy.
It was like, you know, 2.5-3 hours.
That's crazy. I know they fucking had all the cold cases on.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it starts off with his son that like,
why did he kill
huge,
son?
Crazy drunk because he was just causing all these like problems. And he's like, "Will you fucking stop?"
He's like, "I'm not going to keep my mouth shut."
Yeah, he's like, "I'm tired of like covering up your ass. Like you're getting
he couldn't deal with the guilt."
Like, yeah, and exactly. So he just I think he didn't. He thought he's untouchable. I think he just thought he could get away with everything. And what happened was like technology and everything came up against him because it's harder to hide in cold blood the same way you could before.
Mm.
So all these cases just started kind of like just showing that like they just completely swept under the rug. And it's interesting just because you see these like high position people that usually get away with this kind of shit. So you can just see them like, you know, like there's his son, like I think he was when he was like 18 or 19, was like super drunk. And they like basically he got like a girl killed on his boat. And they wipe basically that whole thing.
Yeah.
Like
that's like Succession type. Did you ever see that show?
No.
It was a really good show. This is the dude owns a media company.
Mm.
So like he's got a lot of leverage with everybody pretty much. And then his son was trying to like follow in his footsteps, ends up killing somebody. Like a total like manslaughter type thing.
Yeah.
Not on purpose, but he did leave the body there, like didn't try to go back for help and shit like that. So that's crazy, dude.
Yeah, it's just wild to actually see those in real
play
life.
Out. Yeah,
because you see like House of Cards and Succession. Yeah. You're like, I know for sure this happens.
Oh, absolutely.
And, like, high political.
That's why somebody writes about it.
Yeah,
for sure.
Were there any
cum dumpsters? What were you gonna say?
Yeah, his wife. That's why he killed her.
She deserved to die.
was there any comparison or was there any pattern to the killings beforehand?
No, not really. It's mostly just like them just being,
dude.
Like
imagine partying
like their
so
house,
hard,
like their house owner or their fucking their maid. like she fell down the stairs one day, but his son just got pissed and like pushed her and she cracked her skull. Like just deaths like that kept on happening.
Just being associated with these with this
like
psychopaths.
A Clinton kind of thing. We're just like just being messing around them. All these like there's bodies just hitting the floor for whatever reason. Just because they're just psychos. They just feel like they can get away with everything. They're ahead of the law and whatnot. So
that's crazy. And then why did he kill his wife?
Because I think like he was starting to catch wind that she was like going to divorce him, try to take some of the money, and just like unhappy.
I wonder why.
I mean, she gave birth to two gingers. So, I mean,
well, yeah, that'll
she
take
wanted
your,
to leave. She wanted
that'll
to leave
take your soul too. You know,
that's what I'm saying.
And when you're a guy like that, you can't just let her leave.
No, for
absolutely
sure.
Not.
That's yours.
How did he fake it? How did he try to get away with it?
Basically, he just like
National Park.
They were right.
He owned the national park too, though.
They were they had a huge property, obviously, and they were just over like where their 12, 20 dogs or whatever were, and they just got
that a rescue. They were in a rescue.
No, they're just like that's just how they. I don't know why they had so many dogs, but the wife and son were over there then with a rifle, a very specific rifle that he had, and they like caught like drone footage of him smuggling those weapons out inside of a truck, taking them to other places. But also at that point, like he was so in tune with the police, like they wouldn't investigate any of that further. It's like, well, he doesn't have the gun. He doesn't have a motive. Yeah. So it just wasn't until all these other like independent journalists and shit like that kept on pushing and be like, they can't get away with this because deaths that were associated with them were like still obviously mourning over the losses of their sons or daughters. Right. So they're still fighting 20 years later or whatever to be like, these guys are monsters.
Yeah. Holy shit. I might have to watch that.
You should. It's good.
I didn't the trial just ended like yesterday, didn't it?
Yeah, it was like 2 days or something ago. Yeah.
What was he sentenced?
Life.
Yeah. No parole?
No parole, dude.
That's crazy. 25 to life, dude.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy is that if you get to a high enough level, like, you avoid all of that and you just get to do all that stuff.
Even that, you can get away with it.
Like, if you're a like
Hunter Biden?
Or like an oil sheik in the Middle East. Just like anybody I interact with for the most part can be out. Like I can just have them killed.
Exactly. But I mean, but I think also he got sloppy with his family. That's when it's tricky.
Yeah.
You can't bring your own blood.
It's tricky. Trying to kill your family. It's tricky. Hey.
It's tricky.
Tricky.
Took a rifle to my wife's head and my son.
It's tricky.
tricky.
What a jam that was, huh?
Yeah. No, I always hated that song.
Really?
Yeah, it's one of those ones that they play at, like high school dances and shit. It's like that one I hate, and then I also hate the
jump around.
Jump two fights to the ref.
It's tricky.
It's tricky.
Yeah, dude. Nah, but jump around, dude. Jump around.
That's a good one. I can respect
you
that.
You like
one.
That one?
Oh, yeah, I can
jump
respect that.
Jump up and get down.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
That's the first song I remember dancing to at a school dance.
Is it?
Yeah, because I was like, I'm hyped on this. I'm going to jump up like this, like I saw in that music video.
Who's that? Who's the artist?
Of Jump Around?
Of Jump Around.
Yo, mama.
No, dude, she's got to jump with those ankles.
Yeah, she cannot jump with those ankles. Fractured femur, dude? Hell no.
No.
That's
a no for me. Oh, yeah, though. House of Pain.
House of Pain, dude.
That's the Murdoch house right now.
Or the fucking relatives that they killed.
Yeah. Rest in peace. But justice is finally served, so justice can be served.
Justice can be served, yeah. On a platter, they say.
The whites are getting arrested now. Life in prison. It's pretty wild.
Pendulum is swinging, baby.
Pendulum swinging.
Oh, I've been saying that for years.
The whites will not be forgiven for the blood.
They're not getting any more special treatment, dude. That's what it is.
Special treatment's over for the whites.
No more special tea.
No more special tea for y'all, dude.
Nope. Even if you try to go to a tummy tuck down to Mexico, you're going to get killed.
You're kidnapped.
Yep. Kidnapped and killed, as you should be. What?
Why did you say that?
They're saying you shouldn't be messing around in parts that you shouldn't be messing around.
Well, they couldn't afford the surgery here, dude.
So you could afford a diet. An exercise. Tay.
Oh, Tay.
Oh, Tay.
How about you stop getting a fucking supersizing every time you go to the fast food market?
Yeah, dude, supersize me.
Y'all gonna run into the wrong disabled person one day.
Mm-hmm. Your days are numbered.
Your days are numbered.
What is that from?
Just, I don't know, some World Star Hip Hop video. It's pretty, pretty good. There's another one that
solid video.
Yeah, this was a pretty solid video because she was like cross-eyed, so she was talking to her haters, and she's like, "One day y'all are gonna run into the wrong disabled person, and they're gonna pop one on you or something like that." She's like, "This isn't my shoot night." Yeah. And then there's another one I saw in there that I kind of wanted to use for a drop, but I couldn't. I think it was like an Alabama like lawmaker, and he was like, "I agree with your amendment, but I want to add something. Like, could we bring death by hanging?" Like, he's trying to literally bring tree hanging back. Yeah. And I'm like, damn, that's old school. Yeah, that's old school. Like, just hanging someone from a tree. Like, they bringing that back.
How wild is that? Like, think about actually going through it. You're like, "Get that man." Yeah. And everybody gets that man. And they're like, "Tie a rope around his neck and lift him up."
What's crazy about that, too, it's just like, it's like the spectacle of it, right? It's like crazy. They used to be, people used to watch. It'd be hundreds of people because there was like no television or anything. It's like they just go to the local square with your daughter and son and your wife and just be like,
"Overwatch this guy get
executed." I mean, they did with that with some of our serial killers too, where there was like outside. Was it Ted Bundy that they're like outside of the prison, like barbecuing and shit, like
tailgating
and the execution?
Yeah, tailgating the execution. Dude.
Imagine how exciting that must have been.
The execution?
Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I'd have been there.
Yeah, you have nothing else to do. Everybody was there. Everybody, that was anybody was there.
Yeah, that's like a World Star Hip Hop parade. Yeah. You're just like, yay. They're just like, "Ugh!" And everybody goes, "Oh!"
You think they took bets on shit like that?
They had to have.
Absolutely. Yeah, like, is his neck going to break or is he going to strangle the death?
Yeah.
2 minutes, the over-under? Yeah. You know, something like that.
Can you imagine the justice
brought to you by DraftKings?
If that person did you wrong, watching them be hung would be pretty satisfying, don't you think?
Right.
Oh, there's Pedro's wholesome family.
Yeah, that's not a bad topic at all.
Keep it down, guys. Please keep it down.
All right. Why is she going to sleep?
No, I'm just kidding.
Does she like to go to sleep to execution stories? Yeah. Public hangings?
To the sound of recollection of slave auctions?
I just personify frogs and, you know, animals for the people.
So that makes sense, yeah.
Irresponsible, caring pedophile.
Irresponsible.
And there's more slaves now than there ever was.
Is there really?
Yeah.
Is that statistical?
Yeah, it's statistical, dude.
Wow.
I don't know if I trust that coming as somebody that can't even say the word, bro.
Well, okay.
You look like a gay Where's Waldo, dude. What the fuck is that shirt?
Damn. Can't find me over here.
Sorry, dude. I don't know why I just fucking roasted you.
You're wearing a Bob Marley glow-in-the-dark shirt. You think you could hurt my feelings? You're wearing a hat that's for an undercover agent.
It really is, huh?
Yeah, that's an undercover agent hat.
That's a blue line hat.
He's like, "I'll blend in perfectly." Yeah.
You look like a CIA agent from 1998.
Yeah. Damn, you guys are right. Sorry.
Oh, you're good. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to bring you down like that.
You don't have to bring... You know, it's not bringing me down, dude.
It should. You should feel bad about yourself.
I shouldn't. I'm actually pretty content with who I am right now.
That's a lie.
Really?
Yeah, I can tell when your eyes go cross-eyed when you lie.
That's why I'm wearing the glasses. Damn it. Not even the glasses can help me on this.
You're not even Mexican, dude. He's Asian.
That'd be such a funny tell. Like, you just start lying, your eyes just slowly start cross-eyed.
Like, crossing and slanting.
She's just a friend, man.
Trying to fight it.
Secret Asian man. Secret Asian man.
Oh, yeah. That's undercover Asian man in China. I mean, what a great undercover.
That's who leaked the fucking virus, dude.
And now it's official. Now we can say that without getting canceled.
We really can. Yeah,
it
now
was a lab leak.
It's straight from the Pentagon itself, too.
Pretty shocking.
Kind of
this whole time
kind of
I was
wild.
Being racist.
Yeah.
Interested.
Kind of wild, huh?
Which just goes to show you, sometimes racism... It's correct.
Yeah.
I'm
glad he's still holding that banana, dude.
He's going to eat it soon.
Hell yeah. No, actually, that's my child's last banana, dude. Don't eat that.
Yeah, don't eat his daughter's last banana, please.
It's her breakfast.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner is for beginners. I don't even know.
Oh, damn, dude. Where did that come from?
I don't know, dude.
Keep it going, dude.
I can't.
Come on.
What is that? Got a banana. Got no friends. Running through the jungle. Like Spider-Man. Hopping up. Hopping down. I'm like Tarzan in the motherfucking ground. Mary Jane, you silly bitch. Let me touch your pussy lips.
Freeze. I want a baby boom.
I want a baby boom.
I want a baby
boom. I want a baby boom.
That was dope, dude.
You're dope,
That's
dude.
Rihanna's new single, dude.
Yeah, right. She ain't making any more music, dude. She's making babies. That's when all the talent goes away.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking.
This sucks you dry, dude.
I've never liked Rihanna's music. I also think she's overrated.
Honestly?
Like hotness-wise. Yeah. She does have a nice body. Hotness-wise, so
absolutely.
Well. Like, everybody's like, she's the queen of the world. I'm like, queen of what world? My butthole?
Nicki Minaj is way hotter than Rihanna.
I would agree with
dude,
you.
Dude, call me Rue Boy, but she's not that hot.
Cardi.
Rihanna?
Rihanna?
Hundo Segundo, my friend.
Yeah.
No, she's not that hot.
I agree all the way.
She's got big forehead, too.
Oh, yeah.
I think it grew.
Big lips. It's big and bulbous.
It actually grew along with her belly as she was getting pregnant, dude. The more she grew, the more her forehead just fucking grew. I don't know if I just visualized
that's
that.
That's disrespectful, dude.
And while we're objectifying women.
Yeah, true. Carry on.
It's a good segue for today's event. We will be playing.
Wait, we were objectifying women?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Calm down. If you refer to her as a woman.
If you really believe she's a woman. Yeah,
if you believe she's a woman, that's fine.
Yeah, how unwoke of you. You're gendering.
She's deep Illuminati rap culture.
Yeah.
Try to relax your anus.
That was to the folks at home.
That's the doctor telling her.
We're just kidding.
That's the doctor telling her what to do when she's giving birth.
No, that was the doctor driving his Tesla off the cliff.
Dude,
that's a good callback, dude.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, what are we playing
today? Try to relax your anus.
Try to relax your anus.
You're not relaxing your anus.
Ouch, Nanny.
You're still alive.
Fuck.
God damn it.
That was fun, Dada.
I made a big mistake.
All right, dude, what fucking game are we playing?
We are doing a tournament, Smash or Pass Tourney. Right wing ladies. Smash or pass. These right wing ladies. Right wing ladies.
That was a good song, too, dude.
Good song.
Oh, yeah. You're a good son.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
You were a good son.
I've never heard that from my dad, so thanks, guys. Thanks for being there for me.
I love you, Pedro.
I love you, too.
I'm sorry you're having a bad day.
I'm not having a bad day. Why do you keep saying I'm having a bad day? It is kind of rough because my child is sick right now.
In the looks department.
She's sick, too. We're in a house that's contaminated?
Contaminated.
Well,
to the brim.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Appreciate you. Round one of... Smash or pass tourney.
Right wing ladies.
Who's that lady?
Right wing ladies. Beautiful lady.
Right wing lady. Round one. Candace Owens versus Tommy Loren. Now, I've chosen two pictures each.
Okay.
For each one.
Right. This is getting serious, dude. Two picks?
And the question,
two picks.
We're
like
each going to assign.
Are there bikini picks?
There's one decent pick and one not so decent pick for everybody. That's what I tried to do. I think one of them has four picks because.
Or a forehead.
It's just how it happened. But Candace Owens, round one.
Candace Owens, round one, dude.
I'm going to take a couple rounds on that.
I'm taking the over.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So that's our nice looking Owens, and that's what she looks like on her days off.
Dude, I mean,
what's wrong with that?
Still good.
Yeah.
Candace Owens looks hot.
So we
dude.
Have two smashes?
Two smash.
She can get it.
I'm giving smashes. Her a smash as well. We're smashing Candace.
You wish. We're smashing
I wish.
Candace.
Yeah, I do wish.
Right wing lady. Beautiful lady. It's a good song, dude.
Racist lady.
She's not racist. I hope Lori Lightfoot's in this.
She's not
She's
right,
so
right,
far
wing.
Right.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, she'll be
right,
next
that's
week.
Next week. Left, yeah. Left week ladies.
Left wing ladies. Versus Tommy Loren. So.
Tommy Loren.
She looks like that one.
She looks like Megan, dude. That movie that just came out.
No, it looks like that one chick that's in front of the five black guys.
Yeah, except she like has the forehead for it.
Oh, Tommy Loren.
No, I'm good.
You're passing, dude, on Tommy Lorraine?
Yeah.
I'm gonna smash the smash, dude. I'm gonna smash the smash button, dude.
I'm smashing as well for the record.
Okay. How does this a tiebreaker? What is this?
Candace got three smashes.
Candace got three smashes. Candace passes too.
So Candace goes on to the next.
So we are pretty woke, everybody.
Candace wins round one.
For our listeners, Candace is
black. If you don't know, now you know.
And
neighbor.
If you're listening, please give your votes in the comments.
Yeah.
All right. Next round
of Right Wing Lady. Who's that lady?
Racist lady.
Who do we got now, dude?
Smasher Pass. Ann Coulter. All
right.
So
I'm going to give you right now my answer. It's a pass.
You're passing on Ann Coulter?
I'm passing on Ann Coulter, dude.
Dude, that's not great.
Just right away?
So that's all right. Give me the other pick of Ann Coulter. Yeah, pass, dude. She looks like a skeleton.
Yeah.
She looks like the people she hates. The Holocaust survivors, dude. She looks...
She wishes she was Tommy...
Lee's boyfriend?
Tommy Lauren.
No, Tommy Lauren.
Tommy Lauren.
Yeah. There's a definite, theme that happens with all the Fox ladies.
Oh, yeah.
Tommy Lauren was, born of the Fox breed. So was Candace, but they kind of moved over. And Candace, obviously, in that first picture, I'm like, you're kind of dressing like a white lady.
Oh.
Mm. I was going to say whore, too, actually, coincidentally.
I mean, the hair, the everything.
Well, there's,
I don't do anal.
Psych?
Yeah.
Psych? That's and the only way I can come.
It was the first thing I did.
You, too?
Same.
So, Nick, did you smash or pass on Ann?
No, pass. Dude.
Pass on Coulter, dude.
Yeah, no, I don't.
She looks like a walking skeleton, dude.
That is three passes on Ann Coulter versus Kellyanne Conway. Kellyanne Conway, this lady here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because when she was in the last Biden thing, I hope you have this picture. When she was at Biden calling him out, dude, she was wearing a furry little jacket. I'm like, that's pretty hot.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm
You're going smash on Kellyanne?
I'm going smash on Kellyanne.
Yeah.
Giving me mommy vibes for sure, you know?
Okay.
Both and bad choices, though.
When I'm looking at the
Yours is your choice was made by politics, and mine was just looks.
It wasn't politics. Young Kellyanne and slightly older Kellyanne both could get it. Nowadays, Kellyanne, not doing it.
What's nowadays with Kellyanne, dude?
The one all the way to the bottom left and top right.
Bottom left? And
bottom,
top right.
Bottom right and top left. I'm sorry. You know what I'm talking about.
Dude, she can
where
get
she
it.
Looks oldest.
She can get
yeah?
it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I'm giving it to her when she's glammed out and young, but.
The young picture, she looked fucking high on cocaine.
I like that.
Well, yeah. You have mommy issues, so. Makes sense.
All right. Kellyanne Conway.
Kellyanne Conway moving
on. To the next round. I knew Ann Coulter had no shot.
No,
really.
Yeah.
But that's a good choice on throwing her in there, though.
That was good between those two, though.
Yeah.
All right.
Next on
right
that lady?
Smash or pass
right wing ladies. Beautiful ladies.
Racist lady. Alright, next we're going to the libertarian section.
Oh.
We have Josie the redhead libertarian.
I thought he was going to say the riveter, dude. I'm not even kidding you. Josie the riveter, dude. I'm like, what?
Versus Blair.
Head to the corner of Josie the riveter.
Weighing in at 154, coming into the red corner, Josie the Riveter.
Solid B cup.
Measurements 36, 24, 47, dude. God damn, she's thick.
In this round, and if you're playing at home, feel free to Google if you don't know these people. Josie the Redhead Libertarian versus Blair White.
Ooh.
So
I already like her last name.
I do
so.
Too.
King Crescent.
Wasn't a joke.
So we have here's Josie the Redhead Libertarian. We're starting with the yikes one, and then we'll go to the good one.
Okay,
that's her.
I don't like how her arms are so skinny.
Oh,
you see that?
Yeah. Whoa.
You Zen. See that? It's like a
I
fucking
don't like that
cavernous
like a horse girl.
Cavernous pit in there, dude. It's great.
Yeah, I don't like the lack of an upper lip going on.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Now, this is how she looks when she takes the picture.
Well, that's Whoa. Instagram filter, dude.
Harrow.
So that's the best.
Harrow. I can get past cavernous pits, dude. So I'm going to say smash on that one.
Smashing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like redheads, too. Redheads got a spot in my heart.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm going to pass.
Ooh.
What are you, a faggot?
Her- Another night alone for CJ.
Listen, would, okay? All the Asian guys reaching for that microphone would. You know that meme? Would. But I'm passing in the Smash
you know the
pass.
Next one.
No, just because.
No, he does know the next one.
Just
of course.
Just because, like, the one with no upper lip, the one that was taken. If I woke up next to it, I'd be like, ooh. And especially if she was
woke
annoying.
Up to way
anyway.
Worse, dude.
Yeah, dude. What, imagine what she's saying to herself. Yeah.
I'm saving myself for
fucking
somebody.
Prince Charming when you wake up. Get the fuck out of here, dude.
She looks like the front door.
Like a fucking ogre. Let's keep going with this game, dude.
Thank you so much, dude. This podcast really builds up my self-esteem.
She wakes up, she's like, holy shit, Shrek, dude. God damn.
My libertarian politics got me here.
All right, versus Blair White.
Blair White.
Oh.
I'm passing both of them. Wait, no, hold on. Give me the other pick first.
You're passing looks- both of them. You just smashed the other one.
Yeah, you smashed on the Josie.
I meant smash both of them.
Yeah, she can get it. That's fine. As long as she sticks that fucking rifle in my ass.
She's fine. She's plasticky, dude.
Yeah.
She's a little plasticky.
She's, it's weird to be plasticky for a libertarian, I feel like.
Yeah.
I feel like that's not like part of the agenda in a weird
way.
Well,
she's trying to blend two worlds together, dude. That's literally what she's
what,
trying to do.
Her face and her upper lip?
I said worlds.
I mean, there's so much irony happening here, but you guys are going smash, smash?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Give me the irony, dude. What
I'm
is
gonna
it?
Give her a smash.
She's got a camo outfit.
I'm
She's
going
wearing
smash.
A gun.
Well, we're going to move
She's
Blair.
She's got that pussy surgery.
she got rid of the dick. I mean, she's a woman.
You're not wrong, my friend. Blair White, moving on to the next round, mind you, with the
is Blair Blanco
information
here,
that she is, in fact, a transsexual woman.
Damn.
But she got rid of the vagina.
I'm not
penis.
Sure. I don't know.
Stop looking at my dick.
She might still have it.
That makes it kind of hot.
Well, that's an optical illusion, I like to call those.
That's a vagina.
Your clit is so big.
Wow, guys, how are you guys, fucking man. Me with your vagina in my ass?
Oh yeah, you guys just got tricked by a trap. I just want to.
Why do you get tricked? Dude, I'm attracted to what I'm attracted to. I chose a black woman. I chose a transsexual. I'm a freak.
And they say this
I'm
podcast
so fucking
is racist,
woke, dude. Yeah. I'm so woke.
We are woke as hell.
I can't control what my dick wants.
Yeah.
Look, it's just beauty. There's a lot of beauty.
There's beauty and the beast, and she's got the beast in her pants. It's fine.
She's got the beauty of Tab
she's beauty
the
and the beast, dude. She is beauty and the beast.
She is beauty and the beast, dude. That's crazy.
Final round.
I did say she looked kind of plasticky, which is kind of like the. Yeah. But you know,
that was
now,
the irony I was talking about. You're all good. She's bringing together two worlds. You bet your ass. You bet your dick she is, dude.
Dude, you don't think I meant to say that stuff, dude?
Right. Come on. Sure you did, dude. Yeah. That's why we haven't been able to move on to the next round yet, because you keep talking about it. You're all, look, dude. Come on, man.
You got me, right? Isn't that the saying?
Yeah.
If you got me, you got me. What's the next one, dude? On
fool me once, shame on me.
Fool me twice.
Fool me twice, I'm gay, dude.
I'm up.
You pussy, you didn't even
anymore.
Say it, dude.
I'm not saying it anymore.
Why?
Because you're
the responsible, caring pedophile.
That's not funny, man. How dare you? Come into my friend's house and talk to me like that?
He's coming over here, dude.
Damn it. I freaking was going to write a thing, and I don't remember what it is. Round, final round. Well, this isn't the final round, but of the first round.
Okay.
Final
heat. Final heat of the first round.
These are the qualifying rounds, dude.
Cat Timpf.
Ooh.
Look her up. Is she trans?
Versus S.E. Cup. There's no more tricks.
No?
That was my last trick.
All right, dude. All right.
And we'll move on to the next round knowing she's a transsexual now.
Well, you can just kick her out now.
Here's Cat Timpf.
Who's this? Libertarian?
But she's a libertarian she comedian on the Great Gutfeld show.
I need to see
she looks
cross.
Funny.
I need to see an ID for that.
She's a cross.
Yeah, I'm going to need to see an ID.
She's a cross-dresser?
No, she's
what
a cross
fuck?
Between...
He said no more tricks, dude. God.
Libertarian and Fox.
She's a cross between 18 and 16.
Emphasize on the 18, though.
Hashtag statutory. Let us know in the comments if you would.
Yeah, I like her frames, dude. Those are sick frames.
Okay.
Give me the other picture now.
And that's the good. It's
yeah. Mm, yeah. She's a very attractive lady.
You're going smash?
Well, I mean, I'd make love to her. I wouldn't just fucking smash. Yeah, I wouldn't just, you know what I'm saying? Like,
give her my all, everything.
I would sensually go down on that lady.
And passing.
Really?
This is definitely another one where, like, would, but in a smash or pass situation, I'm saying pass because
you're gay.
I think anything that came across your way right now, dude, you should would.
Absolutely. And would.
Would.
But
he'd be ashamed the next day.
Yeah, he would.
After making sweet, passionate love.
But if we're talking about just like what my taste is or what I like, right. I'm saying pass on old Cat Timps there. Just not interested. Versus S.E.
Think that's a noise she makes when you put it in her butt. This is your last name.
Versus S.E. Cup.
Give me that banana, please.
Whoa.
Bomb banana.
That bomb banana, dude. That
she looks scary.
CNN.
That's how bad it gets. She might be like pregnant or something in this pickup.
I don't care. Sure. Cut it out.
You mean the fat?
Just that, yeah. She needs to go to Mexico.
So that's at its worst.
Sacrifice two of her friends.
And that's what it could do.
Yeah.
I'm passing, dude.
No, thank you.
Passing.
I mean,
you're passing on that.
I'm passing compared to her versus.
To the transsexual?
You know. No, you fucking.
Oh, I'm smashing S.E.
Really? Does she remind you of your mom or
every
what?
Day.
Yeah.
Look at that, dude. I mean, she's fucking hot as hell.
Yeah, I don't see it.
She's got a lot of contour
cock
going on, dude.
I already had a whole big thing for her, but fine.
Yeah, Cat I'm sure Timf, you did, dude.
Cat Timf beats S.E.
Cat
Cup.
Timf.
Look at these retards, dude.
Whoa, dude.
I thought this was a non-judgmental game.
You want to split?
This was equal Timf opportunity.
Why would it be that?
You spit roast Timf after this, dude?
See, you can jerk off in the corner of the fucking pictures of that, whatever that thing was.
I jerked off 11 times putting this together, dude.
Oh, my goodness. I don't doubt that.
I do. You do have strong calluses on your hands.
S.E. Cup got me going. All right. Qualifying rounds for the final. What's that called again?
Quarterfinals.
Semifinals, dude. Semi.
Got a semi already.
Hell yeah, dude. I got a semi right now. We've got Blair White versus Kellyanne Conway. Mm-hmm. Do you guys need to see any pictures again?
We need to see them again, dude. Kellyanne. I know who the white lady is.
So we've got Kellyanne Conway.
Okay.
Versus Blair.
Which project?
Oh, that's right. The trans, dude.
I'm going trans,
too, because I'm woke.
¿Quién crees que eres?
I hate the smell of her breath in the morning, but I get past it.
Her feet are bigger than mine, but I'm picking her.
Yeah.
All right. Blair White wins on that side of the...
Trans.
Candace Owens... In the semifinals.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, I think this is quarterfinals. You're right.
Well, it's semifinals because the next is the final.
Oh, okay.
Candace Owens.
Oh, yeah, I know her.
Mm-hmm.
Versus.
She got one with that forehead.
She got that Rihanna forehead.
This is a battle of the foreheads, dude.
It's
Candace Owens versus Cat.
You know why they're so big? Because that's how they used to fight before. They used to just press foreheads against each other.
Yeah, they would back up and then run into each other.
Yeah, they're like Rams, dude.
What was the tribe? I think it was like during the Mao Zedong or something era where they used to fucking indent their heads in to look like aliens. So like when people saw them from far away. They'd like get scared of them.
Oh damn!
They like
crazy.
Invert their fucking skulls.
Yeah,
it's insane.
Skull taping. Is that what they used to do?
Yeah, something like that.
Skull, it's
like that.
Skull fucking.
Maybe.
Here you go, dude.
Carry on.
Yeah, bomb banana over there.
Bomb banana. All right, Cat Timf.
Mm-hmm. Uh huh. Timf, dude.
Versus Candace Owens.
No, that's not Candace Owens.
Yeah, I know.
I'm showing you Cat. We already looked at Candace.
He's not colorblind.
Oh, sorry. I thought that was. I'm gonna go Timf, dude.
Damn, that's tricky.
I'm going Timf.
You're going Timf?
Yeah.
What are you gonna do, CJ?
I'm going Candace between the two of them. Candace all day.
Is that a tiebreaker? I obviously wouldn't have gone Timf if you didn't vote for the last.
So you already chose a trans, so now you might as well choose a black person, dude.
You think?
You're already doing fucking, what's that called? What kind of hire is that?
Are you saying black people are trans?
No, I didn't.
I think I'm going Timf.
Going Tim?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
She looks like Tim might have a penis, which is hot.
I mean, Timf is really the dark horse in this competition.
No, that was Candace.
That was Candace.
I knew you were going to have something for that. What up, Smurf?
Smurf.
Who's that?
The video's frozen.
Oh, no.
Oh, well.
Not oh, well.
Oh, well. I'll just sit here and not do anything about it.
What is that? Did you guys hear that?
Yeah, what'd you do?
I don't know. Someone just growled at me.
It was a pop.
Growl?
Oh, we didn't hear all that. It was just a little tiny pop from us. Cat Timf, you're really... You don't deserve to be here, but...
She's exceeding your expectations, dude?
Yeah. She's... I mean, this is crazy what you guys have done with this, but... Let us know in the comments how you feel.
About transsexuals.
Well, we know that if they're watching us.
True.
What up, Smurf? So, Smurf, just to catch you up, since you're in the live chat here, we've run some... we're running a tournament right now. It's Smash or Pass Tourney. Right wing ladies.
Racist ladies.
And so we're in the final round here. We'll just jump straight to the final round. Yeah. Smurf said, uh-oh. I mean, we've battled Ann Coulter, Kellyanne Conway, Blair White, Josie the Redhead Libertarian, Candace Owens, Tommy Loren, Cat Timf, and S.E. Cup.
And S.E. Cup didn't even make it to the semis, dude. What?
Which is insane because I get a semi every time.
I know, that was a fair one.
Her.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Damn, I know.
Yeah, if this was my bracket, she would be the winner.
I mean, you chose that once you picked her for this contest.
Yeah. She's not even real.
She's AI, dude. She's made up, dude. She don't even exist, bro.
I wish I was made up so I didn't have to actually be here.
And now we're down to Cat Timf versus Blair White.
God, damn, dude, that's a tough call,
that
man.
That is tough.
Let me know if you need to
see. I'm going Timfy, dude.
Timfy.
Yeah, Timfy all the way.
You're going Timf. I'm casting a dissenting vote for Blair White, dude. And you guys are anti-trans, so.
Nope.
Yeah, I know that.
That's why we chose her twice, dude.
I am anti-trans. I'm for every bill that's being passed amongst America right now about.
What is that? The drag bill?
And
what's
so
it
is
called?
Cat Timf, and that's why you voted for her, isn't it?
Is she against it?
I don't know. Probably.
What a girl. What a lady.
She's like a libertarian.
What a lady.
Right-wing lady.
I believe in your rights unless you are trans. Then stay the fuck away from my kids.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I think what stated is that you can't have those drag shows anymore that like, just
Texas.
Kids can go to or else the parents get arrested.
Was it Texas?
I thought it was Florida, but you might.
Florida,
right.
Florida makes sense.
Yeah, Santos says make America Florida.
Make America That's Florida again.
That's a slogan. Yes, I don't know. I'm not even making it up. Not even a joke.
Dude.
Not even a joke,
dude. No, like I would just imagine that it would be Texas, but Florida makes sense too.
Be funny if it's like Seattle. They flipped it. They're like, we're tired of this.
Yeah, pendulum swung
like,
drastically,
to,
dude.
Like, yeah, we need to take a stand against this.
Let's go back to our puritanical views.
I can't go to a daddy's house, some dude swinging his tits in front of me.
Look, when I said I want eggs and sausage, dude, I mean those, man.
I took my daughter to Chuck E. Cheese for her birthday. There's
Tennessee.
Who knew the whole Chuck E. Cheese band is transsexuals now. Inappropriately dressed.
Just a bunch of trans furries out here, dude. That's disgusting.
Yeah, I know.
The trans furries, I meant.
Oh, trans furries, yeah.
Thank you. Bomb banana.
That's not funny.
Jesus, it was. All right, folks.
So Tennessee, dude,
yeah,
is the place that you can't do those drag shows anymore.
Well, that's where I'm moving.
Wait, your
that's
parents
where I'm
get
moving, boys.
Your parents get arrested?
Yeah,
if they take you to a trans show,
which is fucking bullshit.
Yeah, they should arrest the kids for wanting to go there.
Yeah, arrest the kids for being little sluts.
Yeah, if I want to look at these
these adulterous
hey,
little children.
Kids, knock it off, you little sluts.
Yeah, no wonder we have to have respectful and. Appropriate pedophiles, dude. What's
responsible.
It's like nobody likes Mr. Wright's politics.
Yeah. Speaking of responsible, caring pedophiles, drag brunch. here's what they're what they're doing here. I mean, this is crazy.
I give you 60 seconds of lip sync.
So is it a little boy dancing or what?
I don't know. I think it might be a girl or something. It's a child.
It is a child.
Let's be clear that it's a child.
She's going around collecting money?
She was supposed to dance, and then as soon as she saw a dollar, she ran over. So she's already trained to seek money for, you know, seek attention in exchange
Exploiting,
for money.
And look at mom, dude. I was so proud in the corner.
Literally everybody. Also, there's a guy in the back with a hat and glasses on. With
looks
a,
like Pedro.
He's staring way too hard. Yeah. He looks like white Pedro, dude.
Skin tones.
That wrong, guy, straight to jail.
Is she going to make this sexy or what's happening here?
What are we looking at here? She looks like she's autistic and dancing. What's going on here?
I mean,
that's so wrong.
Yeah, it's just insane it's to wrong bring to, your in child
my,
there.
In, yeah, in my mind, it's wrong.
I mean, what do they think they're doing?
The child?
No, the people. What are you?
Yeah. What
are you
motive?
Cheering?
I mean,
for?
it's just being an advocate for future sex work.
I mean,
in the end, that's what it like.
That's what
it comes down
that's
to.
The truth.
Yeah.
What is their idea?
Yeah.
Because they're clearly living outside of reality.
Yeah. They don't. Yeah.
It's just living.
How do you
your best life? What is this, dude?
How do you make your child dance in the middle of the room and start collecting dollars and go? Woo!
Yeah, yeah, it's fucking terrible.
That's our country. That's why I hope Ukraine bombs us.
This is the world we.
That was a good song, dude. You guys have no like. I mean, really, how?
No,
really
it's,
try,
it's,
try,
I don't,
try and throw.
I don't understand.
At
it's
steel man that position.
I can't. Without getting hard.
That's why they call it a steel man.
Well, I'm Steely, all right. Call me Steely Dan,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, it's wild. It's a wild time.
I just can't fathom ever normalizing that type of behavior.
I can't fathom that Cat Tips won the fucking right wing lady.
She deserved to win.
She deserved to win. I'm glad she won, dude.
I think that's Gash, bud.
I think there's still a hit rip out of there.
A ribsky?
I can reload her.
If I can get a lead ribsky out of this dude,
little ribsky, little doot doo, dee dee da da. How long have we done? What time are we at, dude?
Wrap whenever. It's 106.
I think we did it.
Yeah, I think we did it too, dude.
We did it.
We do have.
Here you go. I gotta take a mad piss, so.
So do I, dude.
If we can rip this up, wrap it up. I mean.
Well, you guys,
it's been an honor.
Way to end on a bang, and that's all I'll say.
All right, here, take the banana for that one.
What do you mean?
Yeah, it was a solid episode. I enjoyed the time with you guys, man.
And he's going to go freak out to he's going to get real veiny in his neck soon.
You think so?
Screaming at his family.
I do that.
No, you're more of a shutdown kind of guy.
You think so?
I don't know.
Try to relax your anus.
I do try to relax my anus.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm getting mad, I'm like, I have to relax my anus. This is what helps me calm
it's
down.
Making too much noise.
You talk to yourself in your head. You're like, okay, Pedro, just
relax
your
anus,
anus,
dude. If you relax your anus, you can't be mad.
You, can get
you can't
anything.
Be mad with a relaxed anus. Yeah.
You can't be mad and also try to relax your anus.
Especially at a brunch, a trans brunch.
Oh, it was drag brunch?
Yeah, drag brunch, you got to
no matter where you are.
Yeah. Real relaxing.
Yeah, real.
You hear that, right-wing kooks? Try going to a drag brunch every once in a while and just...
Try to relax your anus.
It's impossible.
Amor y paz.
We'll see you next week, folks.